Blog Talk Radio.
That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you participate once the speaker opens up the mic. Amen. So we do look forward to you being a part of that. Keep in mind that you do have that opportunity to be able to call in and participate. We also like to let you know that each and every message that has been spoken or preached over this blog radio, you can go in and you can archive it. Okay, in order to archive it, you would go into blog. Once you go into Blog Talk Radio, then you can go in and you would type in "We Can Begin Again." Once you type in "We Can Begin Again," that will open up all the archives, and you can listen to any messages that have been presented on Blog Talk Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio, and you type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can type in, archiving. And we also want to know that we can hear everything in the background. We can hear someone's whatever device that you use, and please make sure that you mute it until for you to share. Amen. Otherwise, you know, we're just going to be hearing what the word is being shared by the man and the woman of God. And when he or she opens it up, which will be she this evening, Pastor Nixon, who is our regular scheduled speaker, when she opens it up and offers opportunities to share or comments or anything like that, you can do that. Amen. So make sure that you mute your device because we can hear everything in the background. These microphones are very sensitive, and we do thank you for doing that at this time. We also like to ask you that we continue to lift each other up in prayer in these trying times with this coronavirus. Amen. There are so many who are going through a time right now. It appears that when we started off, we have a bad, I don't know, it just appears like that we have a bad connection. So I'm hoping that you're able to hear what I'm saying. If not, I may have to cut it off and open it back up again. In fact, hold on one second, okay? I think I'm going to do that. You know, Holy Spirit is telling me I need to just close it up and just open the and call back in and try to get a better connection. Is the audio okay? For those of you who are listening, anyone? Okay, I'm getting a text saying that the audio is the same.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on with this, but we're going to move forward. Amen. God is in control of all of this, so we're going to move forward by faith, and we're going to move on over and open up the mics for Pastor Dawn Mixon, and I'm praying that on her end, that you're able to hear the message clearly. Pastor Mixon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Elder Clay. The connection is a little bad. It seems like it might be clearing up just a little bit. Hopefully you can all hear me out there. Anytime there's something that the Lord has to say, the enemy will always try to disrupt. And it also can just be that there are a lot of people who are on at this time by way of telephone due to the fact that they are unable to worship in their own home. Please mute your phone in the background, whoever that might be. Please mute your phone so that we can go forth. I just want to share with you, all of those who are on the line, if you can let somebody else know that I am on the line and want to share a brief word with you. It's amazing what can happen in 1 month. From the last time I spoke to you until now, I'm really here again to encourage all of you who are on the line on tonight, because some of us have had cabin fever for quite some time, and you're looking for an outlet. Please mute your phone. Please mute your phone, everyone. There are many who are out who have so many different opinions about where we are right now concerning what we're facing. However, I am in agreement with those who say. the spirit of fear, but lets us know we want to make sure that we don't confuse wisdom with fear. And I just want to share with you, just because you have decided not to assemble yourselves in services and different things like that, does not mean that you fear. It means that you are using wisdom. And I may not be agreed with by many. I don't need to get corona in order for me to know that God is a healer. For God has healed me from many different things. Nor would I run down to a gunfight down the street. I would take run and take cover. Wisdom says to take cover. And even though we have are in the secret place of the Most High, and wherever God is my secret place. And so I want us to not only use wisdom. You only fear when you believe and you start panicking, thinking that you have something that God has not given you. And one thing I love about God is that even if you do have it, God still can allow you to recover from it. And so it is wisdom that also lets us know that even though we are in our secret place, we also have to be responsible in the kingdom of God, to still work in the kingdom of God. And we have to also look at the fact that there are so many things that God has blessed us with, such as this phone line, to be able to connect and talk with one another, where many years ago we could not do this. And so we are still assembled on tonight to be able to share in a word from the Lord. I wonder if you would go with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the 18th verse. I want to read from the easy-to-read version for its clarity. I just want to go into prayer, and I want to pray for those who are on the line and those who might be connected to whoever's on this line that may be dealing with sickness, not just the coronavirus that's going on, but there are other people who are still dealing with sickness, and we don't want them to end up with that on top of what they're already dealing with. Our Father and our God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to share a word from the Lord. We thank you, God, because you have been so kind to us. Even in the situation that we are going through and we are facing, for God, we know that when you see the blood, you will pass over us. This is not the first quarantine that has ever happened in life. But we know that as you covered your children, the children, and you will also cover us. And so we thank you, mighty God, for your mighty blessings. And we give your name honor, and we give your name all the glory. We're going to Romans 8 and 18. Romans 8 and 18. The word of the Lord reads, "We have sufferings now, but these are nothing compared to great glory that will be given to us. Everything God made is waiting with excitement for the time when he will show the world who is his children." Who his children are. The whole world wants very much for this to happen. Everything God made was allowed to become like something that cannot fulfill its purpose. That was not its choice, but God made it happen with this hope in view, that the creation would be made free from ruin, and that everything God made would have the same freedom and glory that belongs to God's children. Verse 22, we know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth to a child. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us, that have the spirit as the first part of God's promise. So we are waiting for God to finish making us his own children. I mean, we are waiting for our bodies to be made free. I'm going to read verse 24. We were saved to have this hope. If we can see what we are waiting for, that is not really hope. People don't hope for something they already have. I want to take for a subject just briefly to share with you. Don't miss God's glory because of present suffering. Don't miss God's glory because of your present suffering. When I'm looking at everything that's going on, I cannot help not talk about it because it's where we are. At the same time, I'm watching people becoming what God did not create us to be. We're fighting over toilet tissue. We're fighting over meat. We're fighting over vegetables. We're fighting over different things that we're packing in our house. And we're looking at the present circumstance. We're looking at our present situation. But how many people know that it's not the storm that's the problem? It's what happens after the storm that is the problem. Because we can survive the storm, but can you survive the aftermath of the storm? What do you mean, Pastor? I'm saying that we've bought up all these things, non-perishables, things with expiration dates. We're wasting food. Not only are we wasting food, but we're wasting money. We're wasting things that we don't need. And then you have to also understand God is a God of order. He also always keeps things and keeps us in wisdom that we will prepare not just for the storm, but we will have to prepare after the storm is over. And so now we have different people who are going to have to deal with not working, not being able to have that earning income that would normally roll in. Now we have to deal with pay cuts and deal with all these different things. And we have wasted a lot of what we had on stuff that we did not need. Watch this. And stuff that we'll be able to come back in. And now we find ourselves, while I'm looking at all of this taking place, Elder Clinton, what I've also realized is that we've stocked up on things in our pantry. We have stocked up on things in our freezer. We have stocked up on things in our house. But there's also some other things that we need to put in storage in our house. There is prayer that is needed. I don't know how many people took the time, as much time as they took, to go out and stock up all the things that they did not need or did need. How many people stocked up on prayer? How many people put some praise in storage? How many people were able to put some time with God in storage? You've got to understand that while we're in this time, this is a time and a season where God has given us opportunity to stop, rest, recoup, reset, and build for the kingdom of God. Sometimes we will never stop and never rest, never be able to do what we need to do because we are so on the move that we have not taken the time so that we can recollect ourselves in order to do battle. One thing I've realized is that every now and then when they have different ones in the game, very rarely do you have one who plays a full game without them taking a seat and getting rest. And so God is about to set forth what's within his children. And this is the time where I know people say, well, we're getting so used to the time where now we're able to talk to different people on the phone. We're able to do things on Facebook Live. We're able to stream. We're able to do these things. We don't need to go to the church. Ah, my God, that is something that the enemy will try to deceive you and make you believe. But I come to let you know, I thank God for the use of these tools. But at the same time, it's not nothing like holding my sister or my brother's hand in agreement. And even though I can't hold your hand or I may not be able to stand next to you in agreement because we are in seclusion right now, we're being sheltered right now, I still can believe God for you in your circumstance and your situation. Please know that this is the season and this is the time, not because we're looking at what we're going through, but there is something that's getting ready to be birthed in the earth. I want you to hear me, that God is getting ready to do, because I shared with you some time ago that God is taking his church back. He's taking his church back from all of those who have taken over the church and made folks believe that they were greater than God. And so we are getting rid of this Lucifer syndrome in the church and in the earth. God is going to show himself to be God. Please know, ma'am, please know, sir, that whatever God is doing, it is all preordained. No matter what comes on in the earth, please understand that God knows what he's doing. Somebody said, well, Pastor, that's easy to say. We're looking at what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. That's good, because what you've got to understand, God's glory comes after the storm is over. Please understand, when the storm is over, God's sun will still shine. And when we understand that God has everything in control, but we still have to use wisdom and still have to understand, let God do what he's doing, and you worry about everything. You just stay where you're supposed to be in your responsibility as those who are in the church. One thing I've realized, as long as I keep God's house in order and I keep myself in order, everything that I need, God will supply. I'm not telling you something I don't know. I'm telling you something that I've experienced, because God has done it before. If God did it before, he can do it again. This is not the first time in life that things have ever happened in our world, in our country, and that God is going to turn it around. What do we do, Pastor? We wait on God, and we still continue to do ministry in the ability that we have to do it. The Bible lets us know that there was some things that were going to happen, and the earth, the Bible says that the earth was waiting for this to happen. The creation of God, everything that God made, the Bible lets us know in Genesis, which is the book of beginnings, he said that whatever he's made, it was good. Not only was it good, but it was very good. And the Bible says in verse 21 of Romans 18 that the creation would be made free from ruin. I'm going to say it again. The creation will be made free from ruin, and that everything God made would have the same freedom and glory that belong to God's children. And I believe on tonight that I am talking to God's children. And the thing is that while I'm looking at this virus that is taking place, it is something that we cannot see. I shared with some of the people last week. I was in my office, and those who know me, I work in a dentist office, and a man came in with his son. He came in with his son, and he was there all of 15 minutes on Tuesday. On Friday, his wife called. I answered the phone because I worked the front desk. And she said, I'm calling to notify you that my husband is in the hospital and he has contracted the virus. And so I said, okay. I said, I will let everybody know. Let the lady know I'm praying for her husband. It was not for me to panic and start getting excited. Oh, I got the virus. I don't receive nothing that don't belong to me. And when you understand, because I am a child of God, I don't care if I shook his hand. Even if I shook his hand, if God did not want me to go through that, please understand, ma'am, please understand, sir, just because you are children of God does not mean weapons cannot be formed. I'm thanking God right now, my sister, who I love with everything, my oldest sister, who just rang the bell today, of taking her last chemo treatment. And just because you are of God and you know God does not mean that you will not have things happen to you. The difference is that when we are in God and we survive these things, and some folks don't survive. You got to understand that some things are just your time. But when you believe God and know that God has not finished with your assignment, and your assignment is not done, he will allow you to survive the things that are happening in your life. And I know we've said this a lot of times. We have said, I have survived the worst season of my life. But this is one of the worst seasons that we have gone through. If you notice that even in our area where we are, even though this virus is coming out, the spring is coming forth. We are having beautiful days. And things are happening that are turning things around to show us signs that God is still with us. Please know, please, ma'am, please, sir, please know that God is still going forth. Your faith needs to be ignited in this season. The Bible says in verse 24, we are saved to have this hope. If we can see what we are waiting for, that is not really hope. People don't hope for something they already have. Let me tell you something. People of God, I trust God with my everything. And please understand that even though I don't see what's about to take place, I know God is capable and able of making things right in our behalf. So don't miss God's glory by looking at what you're looking at. God is still God. Whether your circumstance says you're going to die in this, God is still God, even when it looks like you have nothing left. God is still God, even when everybody said this is going to happen or that's going to happen. I come to ask the question on tonight, whose report will you believe? Before Corona got here, before people started giving all their opinions and their advice, God already set in order what he has for his children. And there is a groaning and there is a painting, there is a birth that's about to take place in the kingdom of the Almighty God. God is getting ready to birth forth within his children. And so this is why many are saying to you, don't have the spirit of fear, but be understanding and know that what God is getting ready to do within you, he's going to perform. God is not a God that will change his promise or his word because something that you did not expect it showed up. Please understand that God is not a God. If he promised it, if he spoke it, not one word will fail because it was ordained and designed for it to happen in your life. Look at somebody, if you got somebody in your house, because everybody, or almost to everybody, have somebody in their house, and just let them know God is setting us up for the greatest blessing for those who are the children of God. And so please understand, you are in a good place right now. Just because you're secluded does not mean that God has finished with us. It's a time and season. The Bible lets us know that there is a time and there's a season and there's a purpose under the heavens for everything, for everyone. There's a time to weep. There's a time to cry. There's a time to so many things, that there are times for us to get done. But a lot of times we don't see it because we're looking at where we are. God said, stop looking at where you are and looking at where you're going. One thing I also have understood as well is that there are so many things that have happened in our past that we did not expect to survive. If you can't believe you survived some of the things in your life and you are where you are, if you made it this far, God brought you through this and he brought you through that, I understand that if you can bring me this far, I can't wait to see where you're getting ready to take me to. And so I'm looking at the text, and I'm looking at what the word of the Lord is saying. It's saying, we know that everything God made has been waiting until now. Now is the time. See, the thing is some folks don't like surprises. Some folks want you to tell them what every step that they're going to take in life. If God showed you every step that he was going to give you on the next step you're going to go through, if God showed you that we were going to deal with this in 2020 because 2020 is the time of vision and refocusing, the time to refocus, sometimes in order for you to refocus,
Amen.
You got to stay still. You got to stay still and to refocus. In order for you to see things clear, God can't show you what he needs to show you because we're so busy doing so much stuff that sometimes God has to sit us down and say, do you see what I'm trying to show you? This is the vision that I have for you. And it is the people of God, the true people of God who are connected to God, that know God, that are going to be able to get those who are in the panic, those who are going through, for those who are in having anxiety. Let me tell you something. God is still God. He does not change. So what makes you think, because this is March the 18th, 2020, that God all of a sudden stopped being who he is? He does not stop being who he is because something that you did not expect showed up. God said, I am still God, and I am here to supply your needs. I need you to understand, I am here on today as a voice to the body of Christ to encourage you that when we come out of this, my God, tonight, when we come up out of this, we shall see God's glory. And I know that we say, oh, Pastor, we're looking at this. Nobody knows what's going on. I do beg to differ. There is somebody that knows what's going on. There is somebody that knows what's about to take place. There is somebody who knows what's going to take place after this situation. And when we're trying to figure out what day are we going to be able to have it in the clear, when is all this going to be over, God already knows. I need you to trust him when you can't trace him. And just like you can't trace this virus, you haven't been able to trace what God's next step is for your life, but you trust him enough that God is going to bring you out. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am the voice that is here to the church to encourage you to open up your eyes and stop looking. Here is the place where we refocus. Here is where we look at the chart again. Here is a time where you may not have been seeing, you may have been seeing 2040, but God said, now I'm going to correct your vision, and I'm going to show you what I am capable of doing. And when we see what God is capable of doing, it brings out in us the baby that we have conceived within us that it's time to be birthed in the land. Because the Bible says that the creation has been waiting for this to happen. My God. The creation, the world has been waiting for the church to wake up. The creation has been waiting for the church to hear God and move and act on the voice of God and not on the voice of man. God said, I'm putting you all in time out because y'all need to hear me so you can stop listening to everybody else. We're listening to everything that's happening on TV. We're listening to everything that is happening on the television or on the movie channels. We're looking at Prime Videos. We're looking at Netflix. But this is a good time for us to sit down and talk to the Almighty God. We have complained. Well, you know, I don't really have time to make the Bible study. I really don't have time to really get my word like I want to. I really don't have time to get in prayer because by the time I get home from work, I don't have time to do this. I said, I'm making time for you so that you can spend time with me. And while everybody is hustling, bustling, we got the opportunity to talk to our Almighty God. Not only that, we've got time. If your children are home because they're not in school, this is a good time to sit down with your children, take away their games. I know they're going to get upset with Pastor Dawn right now because they want to play. I know my grandkids are going to be upset. This is a time that you sit down with your children, because there have been times where you have walked past your children have walked past you, and they have their schedules, you have your schedule. But here is a time where you're sitting down and you're able to talk to your children, look at them face to face, and deposit God in them. Not only that, but you're able to sit down and find out what your children are thinking and feeling. Your time, you have the time to sit down and talk to your spouse and find out where they are, where your relationship is, not only together, but what we can do to bring our relationship back in focus, bring our family back in focus. Because what you've got to understand is that God is looking at the family, and if the family can get right, and then the family gets to the church can get right. And so now we are depending on you to take this time. Don't waste time like you wasted your groceries. Don't waste time like you wasted your money. Don't waste time like you wasted on so many other things. But be prepared not only for this time, but we're preparing for the future of God's glory to be revealed in you. There's a song that they sing, Lord, if you can use anything, Lord, please, I want you to use me. If you're going to use anyone in this season, Lord, you can use me in this season. Don't do it without me, God, because now what I'm doing is preparing myself for what's about to take place. Can I tell you, somebody needs to understand that God's glory is so much better than where you are. God's glory of what he's about to show the earth. Watch this. Not just those who are in the kingdom, but those who are going to be drawn to the kingdom. He's going to show you his glory. My God, it's nothing like going through a storm and a situation, and then all of a sudden you look outside and you see the peak where the storm was so, and everything was so dark and everything was so grim and everything was so bad and everybody was running around and everyone's trying to figure out what the next step is in life. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear the thunder, you don't hear the ruckus, you don't hear the noise. But when you peek outside, you see the silver lining around the cloud. You see the sun shine. You see the rainbow that's in the sky that showed up. And even though there's a bunch of mess around you, oh my God, this shows you that there's some things that had to be destroyed, my God, in order for other things to live. And I come to let you know on tonight, I'm going to open up this, floor for you to speak, because I know there are so many people who have are wondering about this, wondering about that. What are we going to do, Pastor? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He's going to strengthen your heart. And so I know there's all different types of characters that we have and all different types of mannerisms that we have. And there are many people who are going into panic. And then there are some people who just say, I trust you, Lord. I'm just waiting on you. Some folk are just glad to be off work. Some folk are upset because children at home. I don't know what the situation is, but I'm grateful to God. If you can count every one of your children and know that they are safe, then you need to thank God for that. If you are able to see your spouse and you're looking at one another and God has allowed them to sustain and they're still in good health, you need to thank God for that. We keep complaining, but let's thank God for what he's already given us and what he's done for us. Do not take for granted. Do not take for granted, and we must continue to pray for those who may be going through. Please know that there, everybody that's going through are not just people who are not in the kingdom. But there are some people who are in the kingdom that are sitting in hospital beds. There are some people who are in the kingdom who are suffering with fevers and dealing with all these symptoms. It's not just Idris Elba. It's not just Tom Hanks and his wife. It's a lot of people that you know that are connected. And we want to pray that God will bring them through and survive, and that the testimony is going to be greater than the storm. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to open the line for you because there's many people who have a lot of concerns that are going through right now. And I just want to encourage you. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of what God has told you. So now, if you would read your word, this should not put you in a panic. It should put you in a place of God, make me ready. It should put you in a place of submission. It should put you in a place of God, what do you want me to do in the next season that's about to take place? Because the church has to rise up, and the church will rise up, because that's what God wants us to do. And so the creation, listen, people of God, the creation is yearning for all the pain that the church has been through, because there's a birthing that's going to take place in earth, my God. And once all of this has gone away, we shall see God's glory. So please stop worrying about or stop missing God's glory because you're in your present. Mm-mm. God is working. While you're in your present, God is already working in your future. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anybody that wants Amen. To add anything to this that will bless somebody, we don't want nobody to come on and discourage anybody in this season, because I want you to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm telling you, because we are children of God, we're going to make those things happen. We are to encourage one another, strengthen mm-hmm. one another, love on one another. This is the time we need. And not only that, this is the time, most of all, that the world needs God.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity. Because the thing I realize is that people only run to God when there's a crisis.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the time. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay,
that's
can true. We go to 9/11? Can we go to 9/11? They told your children that they couldn't pray in school. They didn't worry about that when 9/11 showed up. My daughter called me and said, Mommy, we prayed in school. I said, but this church is safe. Y'all ain't supposed to pray in school. And she said, well, they prayed in school today. It's something how we only want to recognize God when we are in a place of tragedy. But can I tell you, miracles are birthed out of tragedy.
Right.
Miracles happen because something tragic happened, and that's when we see God's glory. Honey, this ain't nothing but a setup for God's miracles to take place. I'm opening up the line. I'm not going to talk no more. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Amen. Amen. How y'all doing tonight? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, yes, yes. How y'all doing? I do appreciate the word on tonight. I was I'm really one of those people who try to encourage people in this time of so-called crisis. And I am one particularly who will not give up on God, who cannot give up on God because of what he's brought me through thus far. But if I can, just for a minute, I want to share just a reading of scripture with somebody. Maybe it'll bless you. Maybe it'll help you. Whoever might be listening by internet or by telephone or by radio, these verses of scripture may bless you very well. And this is why I tell people, do not worry about what's taking place right now. I know there's an old saying that says, this too shall pass. Everything that has come up on us has passed. And this too shall pass. But let me read a few verses, and I'll leave it alone. But I'm going to read from Psalm 91, and I'm going to begin with verse 1. And it says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you. But I made it personal. I took you and turned it into me from deadly disease. Verse 4 says, he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease, the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 shall fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. And the first part of verse 8 says, just open your eyes. And I just want to share that with somebody and to say what Pastor just said. Don't give up on God. Too many of our churches are, now let me take that back. Too many Christian folk or so-called Christian people who say they trust God, they believe in Jesus, and say they lean on him and lean on his word has turned away from what God has told us. God said, trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he, not coronavirus, not the president, not the vice president, not any kind of Congress or senator, but he will direct our path. So I just want to share that with somebody tonight and encourage you, don't give up on God. Because all this is coming about right now is going to pass over. And then what? A lot of churches are closing. A lot of churches are being emptied right now because somebody said socialism social distancing, stay 10 feet away, stay 6 feet away. Let me tell you, church, if I was around one of y'all right now, I would still want that brotherly hug and that brotherly handshake. I would still want it because that may be what gets me through this crisis.
Yeah.
See, we have fallen short. Well, people have fallen short on their faith. And this is my thing, and I'm going to let you go. God has tested our faith. Like I said, a lot of Christians are not going out to worship because they have more faith in man and more faith in a disease or a virus than they have in God. And I know I'm kind of ranting and raving right now, but I just believe that Psalm 91 will comfort somebody, will give them a peace of mind, and will give them rest in all of this mess that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 How's everybody doing tonight? Mm-hmm. This is Miles.
Good. How are you?
Hey, Pastor Miles.
How are you doing,
sir? Hey, I believe, and if you know me, I believe in taking what's going on today and using it as a practical example. And well, first of all, please excuse my manners. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. Please excuse my manners
Amen.
On tonight.
Amen.
She passed
the... what Sis Preach, Sis Pastor, has said on today, and I when she talked about hope, and she talked about, you know, we some about hope at Romans 8:18. And I'm actually driving home from work. But one thing I would like to say, we always talk about faith. We always talk about faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, we need faith for us to do things through God. Well, what is our faith? Our faith's going to have something to grab onto. So our faith grabs along onto our hope. So you hope for something, exercise your faith. So now, how many of us are actually hoping that this virus goes away? That's our hope. So now, let's exercise our faith on that hope. Let's let it go ahead and move on that way because
Amen.
We're hoping for it because your faith has to have something to grab onto. So if you don't have anything to grab onto, what are you going to do? So use that hope and let your faith latch onto it. Y'all have a good
Amen.
One. Talk to you. Love you all in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Enjoy
Amen.
Your sister, preach. Love you, sister, pastor. Y'all take care. God bless you.
God bless you. Mm-hmm. I want us to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us wisdom. Please understand. God has given us wisdom.
Yes.
And we've got to understand faith is action.
Mm-hmm.
And our actions are not only in receiving, but our actions of faith are also in preventing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the action word, that means there's certain things. It doesn't matter, if I came to church, if I didn't come to church, That doesn't mean I don't have faith.
Right.
It means I chose to use wisdom. Watch this. I interacted with someone who had the coronavirus. That was 14 days ago. Mm-hmm. Not a sniffle, not a cough, nothing. And there's some signs that you may not. You could be a carrier and don't even know it.
Wow.
Right.
Exactly.
Faith is wisdom. I shared with y'all early in this. If there is a gunfight going down down my street, I'm not going to have to go down the street to prove to y'all that God will deliver me from the gunfight.
Right.
I don't have to prove God to be God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? God is still God. Watch this.
Right.
Even if I have faith and I still contracted cancer or I contracted the virus, can I tell you, God is still God. Come on, my God. Come on, three Hebrew boys.
Yeah.
Even if he don't deliver us, he is still able.
Thank you.
Please understand, use this wisdom. Use this wisdom. It does not mean, okay, that I don't believe God. It just means that my faith, I trust God. I just like everybody wants, like Smile said, we hope that this goes. It left other areas. It'll leave here. Please understand that. But let's use wisdom when it comes to certain things. We don't have to try God. We don't have to try to prove anything to anybody if God is God. Watch this. God's going to be God while I'm here, and God's going to be God when I'm gone.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
So please understand that God allows your faith to be activated when situations arise. Let me share this with you, because I don't want us to misunderstand some things. If the doctor tells you that you have borderline sugar diabetes, or the doctor tells you that you have sugar diabetes, you don't have to prove to the doctor that the sugar diabetes ain't gonna kill you if you eat cake, candy, and cookies all day long.
Right.
What do you do?
Yeah.
You put yourself in a place that you're in good health.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that I don't do. You don't hear me? There are certain things that I will not do because I know it's not good for my physical body, and I know it's not good for my spiritual body. I know for a fact that there's certain things I should not watch on TV. There's certain literature I should not read because it's not good for my spirit. There's certain things I should not eat because it's not good for my body, even though it's good for yours.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sugar all day, but you can't have but a little bit of sugar.
Yes.
So what does that mean? That means you've got to take care and be responsible, children of God. Be responsible. What do I mean by that? We have to be responsible in the kingdom of God to do right by our sisters and our brothers. We have to do right by our own physical body. We got to do right by all the things that God, because this is something they share. What my time at? Okay, I'm almost out of time, but let me just share this with you. They always tell me whenever I get on an airplane, if I'm going to save somebody else, y'all already know what I'm going to say. You put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Right.
And you put it on.
Right.
The one that's next to you, your child that you have. It doesn't mean that I'm going to kill my child. It means I'm going to save my child when I save myself. Because I can't save my baby if my baby can't put the mask on themselves.
Right. That's good.
We've got to, listen, y'all, we've got to save the babies in the kingdom that are coming.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How do we save the babies that are coming? We got to first save ourselves.
Oh. Yes. All right.
We got to save ourselves first. In other words, We've got to breathe in. We've got to pull in. We've got to impart in ourselves the word of God, the truth of God, the knowledge of God. We've got to feast on the word of God and understand it. Take it in. And when we take it in, when the children come, they're assigned to our hands, we can give them what we've already taken in. But I can't give you something I don't have.
That's good.
Amen? So
amen.
I'm going to get in trouble because I got some more to say, but I can't say it. But I want the people of God, please be blessed.
Part
please take care of yourselves. Please understand that, as the man of God said, this will pass. It's not a saying. It's the truth. This, too, is going to pass. And when it passes, let us be prepared and be ready for those who are going to come into the kingdom of God. Because the creation is waiting for what we have to offer. Amen. God bless you, Elder Clay. Thank you so much for all of you who are listening. Y'all, please support your churches. If your churches have givelify, if your churches have a means of being able to bless your church, bless your church. If your church is not open, go on and give your offering. Do y'all understand? That is our responsibility as those who are in the kingdom. And if we went out there and broke all that food and wasted it, shame on you. If you got more toilet paper when everybody else can use toilet paper, shame on you going out and give it to your neighbor. Amen?
That's it.
But
that's
bless the house of God, because that is our responsibility. As we have stored up in our own house, let us also store up in the house of God. Amen? We will make it through this. Don't worry about this present situation. God's glory is coming. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God. From Israel Total Life Ministries, and I'm just tuning in, and I've heard what the woman of God has said, and wisdom is the perfect thing. We need to stand on wisdom, but I also want to say this, is that the word of God says that greater is the power of Jesus Christ that lives inside of us than the spirit that's in the world. That means that disease that's in the world, greater is the one that lives inside of us. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. And if he lives inside of us, that means we are attached to his bloodline. And there's no coronavirus in his bloodline. Hallelujah. So we need to hold on to the fact that the greater one lives in us. And the greater one has no diseases. And the greater one is not sick. Because the greater one said in his word long time ago, I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of my people was upon you. And with my stripes that I bore on Calvary, because you are already healed. I took those 39 stripes so that you could be healed. So walk in your healing. Walk in knowing that I am the greater one. Walk in knowing that I live inside of you. Walk in knowing that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I will deliver you from all of them. So we got to walk in trust and believe in God, that he is the greater one. This is the time for the saints of God to say that I know that he lives in me, and I know that I have a new bloodline, and I know that there's no sickness in his bloodline. Therefore, I will not be sick. I will not walk in sickness. I will not walk in fear, because he has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind. And our sound mind tells us that he lives in us, and he's greater than the diseases of this world. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you, Elder. Thank God for Pastor Dawn's word.
Amen. I'm not sure if Elder Clay is still on the line, but I will say this to all of you. I'm glad all of you who have come on the line. Just know that your faith still works. Just know that God is a healer. We know him as the healer. Amen. We know that God can do all things. It's in your faith. Nobody's saying don't trust God. But we're saying to you, is know that God is a deliverer. And I pray that all of you, are in tune with the word of God. Take this time. If you're home and you're working from home, take a little time off the side where the boss ain't watching you. You know, you're able to sit there and you can talk to the Almighty God. Take advantage of that blessing to be able to just share with God and talk with him. He's listening. Listen, and he will hear. God bless you, Elder Clay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for a timely word. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And I like to say this. The topic is so timely. Don't miss God's glory suffering. May God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.
God bless everyone.